Lone Pine, California, October 22nd, 1984. This tape is to be a record of the events and states through which I am now personally passing. It is said that there is knowledge of man as a somatic entity, a body entity, and that that is what the doctor knows. But man is also a psychical or psychological entity. And it is said that very little is known of the processes that precede the transition. I have been experiencing these processes, and what I propose to do is to contribute what I can to a record of these. That is the beginning statement. I propose to give a record of the psychical states through which I am currently passing. I am told that very little is known of the psychical or psychological processes that precede the transition. And it is in this field I am particularly interested. One outstanding feature that I have experienced is this, that there tends to be a confusion in that psychical field. But this confusion, I have found, is not without a possibility of a certain control. By will force, I have found that it is possible to force a certain orderliness or dependability into this field, and the confusion becomes less. One enters then into a degree of clarity. But this, I find, is a process that is going on, namely, that the organization of the psyche, with which I have been familiar throughout all of my adult and self-conscious life, had a certain orderliness in it that tends to break down at the present time. The process of breaking down seems like a kind of fractionation, as though a psychical field that had been organized and dependable in my dealing with all of experience heretofore suddenly becomes undependable and tends to be more or less chaotic. Nonetheless, I have found that by the exertion of the will applied to the mind, I have been able to increase the order in the mind. I have been able to bring clarity where there was confusion. This takes a definite application of will force. Nonetheless, it does seem to work. Yet, I do not recover the full clarity that I have known throughout most of life. I cannot turn to resources that I have developed in my early and middle life with the reliance that I used to have. This is a very disagreeable experience. However, by the use of will, I have been able to force a kind of clarity where there had been confusion. The clarity, however, is not as comprehensive as that which I have known throughout nearly all of life heretofore. This is a major problem. I am told that the organization of the psyche, which we have developed throughout life, is adapted to world experience, namely the normal experience we have here. But on the other hand, as we approach the transition, there is a different kind of experience introduced that calls for a different kind of organization of the psyche. And that preliminary to this, there is a process which I have called fractionating, which takes place within the mind. It is a process of tearing apart, as it were. I can hold it under some control. I can manage to get along in the general relationships of living. But to do this calls for an exertion of will that was not necessary in the normal days of the past. One holds a distinct order by effort, not automatically as it had been heretofore. Make no mistake about it, this is a positive hardship to have to face. My impression is that it is part of psychical disintegration connected with what we commonly call the dying process. But I do not here regard it as a termination process. I regard it rather as a process of transition into another order of consciousness. This, of course, is my thought and idea. But it seems that it may be valid.